Praise the Lord Jesus to every wonderful person at the sound of my voice. This lesson will be taken from the book of Matthew, chapter number 4. We will begin with songs of praise and worship, of course.
As morning dawns and evening fades, you inspire songs of praise that rise from earth to touch your heart and glorify your name.
Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, prayer is in order. In Jesus' holy name we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. And in Jesus' holy name, we pray this prayer. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And amen again. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 1. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city, and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou bash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Again the devil taketh him up unto an exceeding high mountain, and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world, and the glory of them, and said unto him, All these things will I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then said Jesus unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Then the devil leaveth him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed unto Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Esaias the prophet, saying, The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali by the way of the sea beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon, called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he said unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people from Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and from Judea and from beyond Jordan. There are companion verses that are associated with the scriptures that I will make note of. You will need your Bible in order to participate in Bible study, believe it or not. Praise the Lord Jesus. And because this is Bible study, we will review a few of the verses. Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter came to him, he said, If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread. But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And this was an exhortation given to Moses, an exhortation to obedience and remembrance that can be found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8 and verse number 3. And it reads, "And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man doth not live by bread alone, bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of the Lord doth man live." Matthew chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. "Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give his angels charge concerning thee." And in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Jesus said unto him, "It is written again, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God," which was spoken in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. Verses 16 and 17, "Ye shall not tempt the Lord your God as ye tempted him in Massah. Ye shall diligently keep the commandments of the Lord your God and his testimonies and his statutes which he hath commanded thee." Matthew chapter 4. Verses 8 and 10. "Again the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showeth him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And he said unto him, All these things will I give thee if thou wilt fall down and worship me. Then Jesus said unto him, Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." And where that can be found would be in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6 and verse number 13, where it reads, "Thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shalt swear by him, by his name." I'll read that again. "And thou shalt fear the Lord thy God and serve him, and shall swear by his name." In Jesus' holy name we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will please forgive us for our sins. Bible study is not just reading scripture, but allowing yourself to be consumed by the scripture that you read to the degree that you want to know more of an understanding of what God is trying to help us to understand. God loved us so much to learn the book of Isaiah where he says, "Your ways are not my ways and your thoughts are not my thoughts." So we must be extremely careful when we hear things that make sense. For example, God helps those who helps themselves. That makes sense on a carnal level, but not at God's level, because what has been demonstrated from Genesis to Revelation is that God helps those who put all of their faith and trust in him. It sounds good, God helps those who help themselves, but it's not Bible, and it is deceiving, as many things are that we hear that make sense. God is not one who makes sense on a carnal level, but on a heavenly level. Because on a carnal level, it doesn't make sense for me to sacrifice my son, my only son, for those people who will not only nail him to a tree, but will not consider him worthy of learning his words and then learning and living his words. There's only one way to heaven. If you are in a situation where somebody might say, well, you serve him your way and I serve him my way, please help them to understand that Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father but by me. So if they serve the Lord their way, you might want to ask them to bring you up to speed on the other way, which there is no other. In Jesus' holy name I pray. Bless you all. Amen.